Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
In a couple of minutes here, we'll be hearing Dr. Bernard Beichtman. He's the author of a book called Meaningful Coincidences, How and Why Synchronicity and Serendipity Happen, which is a really, really well done book. I've obviously not read the whole thing, but I've read parts of it. Really, really well presented for everybody. In fact, there's a question or a comment from one of our listeners already who is reading the book and is quite impressed by it. But I want to talk with our co-host Tim Swartz about a couple of things first. So Tim, obviously in the last few episodes of the show, I lit into a couple of people there, mostly because it's not as if when you enter the UFO field of study, there's such a thing as a UFO or ufology 101. I wish there was. There was once, for example, a site called UFOWatchdog.com, which had the white list, the gray list, and the black list of people in the UFO field from contactees to serious researchers. Unfortunately, the owner, Royce Myers III, who was a police officer, might be still is, he stopped updating it. We then took it over for a year or two, and we added updates to it. I got a couple of really good writers. And then he said, you know what, can I have it back? I said, okay, fine. But he never used the updated database with the extra material. So that's where it sits. The problem is, Tim, maybe you could give me your thoughts about this, is people interested in UFOs. And there are lots of people who are involved in the field. Scientists, regular folk, journalists like myself, and people who are on the fringe, crazy or just believe things, I don't know. But somebody coming into the field, how do they separate this? Tim, what's your thought?
Oh, yeah, boy. Now, there's the million-dollar question, and I wish I had a million-dollar answer to that. I mean, I think that that has been a problem with trying to study this subject for a long time, is that there really is no general consensus on what is going around. I mean, you know, you said that you wish that there was, like, you know, UFO 101. But even if something like that was being taught, say, like at a university level, you're still left with the bias and opinions of the people who put that program together. It's a quandary. It really is. And, you know, I think, as I've said before, probably the best suggestion is that if you're interested in the subject, then do the research, but don't leave it entirely to social media posts, YouTube videos, things like that. Actually, get out, read a book, go to your library, look up local and national newspaper accounts on the subjects, and just, you know, really do your research on the subject. That's you know, that's the most important aspect that I see is lacking with a lot of researchers.
And sometimes they pick up on stuff that's been exposed as a hoax years ago. When Jason Gleaves was on the show last week, he has this book out, UFOs Up Close and Personal, where he gets to the people who are in the field and says, what's your favorite case? And he reports them. Somebody said George Adamski's contact because they got interested really young. But I pointed out, and Jason didn't seem aware of this, is that everything, all the major stuff about Adamski's claims of being in contact with Nordics or space people who look like humans was exposed years ago. His photos were easily duplicated by conventional means with a Chrysler hubcap, with a surgical lamp, with ping pong balls, GE bulbs, that kind of thing. Now, that doesn't mean it's not a real thing that was duplicated by conventional means, but Adamski had nothing to support his claims. So we know Venus has a temperature of 800 degrees, so Orthon, the Venusian, couldn't live there. We know that his descriptions of traveling around the moon do not comport with what we know about the moon. The witnesses, five or six witnesses that he had, allegedly had, to his encounter, recanted or said they were too far away to see anything. So the guy had nothing, not an iota of evidence to prove it, but these days, people still believe George Adamski. Not that he didn't have nice things to say about peace and brotherhood, which he'd been preaching since the 40s, but still, what can you say? Besides, the guy died in 1965. So, there you go. Can't keep a good hoax down. And we have, as I said, Dr. Bernard Beitman, a psychiatrist. His book is Meaningful Coincidences, How and Why Synchronicity and Serendipity Happen. Bernard, welcome to the Paracast. And before we get started with your book and your studies and everything, have you ever covered UFOs, ever looked into it?
I've definitely looked into it, but not as a major thing. I've really tried to understand how the UFO phenomenon has taken place. Have people who know the famous Harvard psychiatrist who got involved with abductions, and talk with people who are parapsychologists here at the University of Virginia, the Division of Perceptual Studies. So I've been dabbling with the UFOs, trying to understand them. I've interviewed people on my podcast who do research on people who have been abducted and try to make some sense out of what their experiences have been. So I have some secondary knowledge of UFOs.
What was your feeling about the, I don't know if you have read the book from Carl Jung about UFOs being manifestations of a collective unconscious?
Jung, like a lot of people, had an idea to push, or several ideas that he thought were important. And the collective unconscious, which is now both collective conscious and collective unconscious, is something I hope we will talk about today. There is a mind of humanity. Humanity shares minds with each other in what I call the psychosphere. And we together, minds working together, can have an impact on what happens to us, through us, through the psychosphere. So Jung may have been right that at least some UFOs are projections of our unconscious need to be saved by some external force. But I don't think that's the whole story at all. I think there's more to it than that.
Let's briefly cover that, and then we'll get into synchronicity and coincidences. Obviously, we're talking about projections here, and there's a fellow named Greg Bishop, a UFO researcher. He refers to it as co-creation, but it's the same thing. We are all creating this phenomenon for whatever reason. But how do we separate that, if there is such a thing, from something that we create with our subconscious to a possible presence of a real physical phenomenon, or do you think there is one?
Yes, I think there is one. From what I've been able to read, understand, talk with people, there's some kind of thing out there running around in our sky or flying around in our sky. That's not the only way to think about them. Projections of our unconscious is another way. And as thought energy forms that may come from another dimension becomes another possibility, or even someplace else in our universe. So I look at three different possibilities: projections of our own minds, something that is palpable by our three-dimensional sensory organs, and something that's an electro-thought thing, a creation of ideas from some people's minds someplace else, that might be a third explanation. You asked really an essential question that's not only about UFOs in this way, but also about coincidences. Because the fundamental lesson of meaningful coincidences, also called synchronicity and also called serendipity by others, the fundamental lesson is that our minds are not separate from our environment.
Let's continue in our next segment with Gene and Tim and Bernard. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extendivite with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
What occurs to me as we talk about this is some external force interacting with our collective mind to bring any of this about?
Very possible.
Now, some people might call that a manifestation of God, but can we take it into a spiritual sense, or is it just the mechanism of which the universe is made up?
That's a lot of question you got there, Gene. It's a lot of question. First one is, how do you define God? You can't. You have your own way of doing it. People define God in various ways, and we're getting away from the idea, the term of God, unless you're of a fundamentalist religious group or a strictly religious group, where God is something that's all-powerful, omniscient, and omnipresent. One of the ideas that many different religions try to do is try to know the mind of God. And how do we know the mind of God is a way of talking about how does this universe work? How does it happen to us here on Earth? The things that we see that don't fit in with what regular science tells us is real. How do we understand that? Well, we begin to think there is a greater intelligence. Are we part of some video game that some kid, some teenager is playing on some in different astral plane someplace? Is this all made up because we're in a computer of somebody else's of giant proportions? Is that what the intelligence is? Or is there something else? Well, maybe you know the name Chris Baich, who took LSD 73 times under controlled conditions to try to be able to expand his understanding of what the universe is made out of. And he went through many different iterations, took great notes. He was a professor at a university at in Ohio, Youngstown State. And there is more going on here. And there is more than just a lot of love, which is key, essential to this. But there's also ideas floating around that have something to do with us here on the planet. And I'm suggesting that what you're talking about and what I'm talking about are ways of figuring out the mind of this greater intelligence.
Now, I don't know if you're familiar with the name in the UFO field, John Keel.
John Mack is one very familiar to me.
Yeah, the late Dr. Mack. But John Keel was a UFO researcher who became prominent in the 60s and 70s. He also wrote The Mothman Prophecies, which was made into the movie
It didn't
right
for me.
And of course, the Men in Black became part of his lexicon. And if you recall, the movies, Men in Black, based on a graphic comic book, by the way, the names of the original two Men in Black were J and K for John Keel. He never profited from it. Anyway, he talked about ultra-terrestrials, which sounds to me like a massive universal consciousness. Does that sound like the same thing to you?
No, it sounds like the people who are from a higher level of a consciousness in some other domain. Terrestrials sound like they still have feet on some kind of ground.
So this would take you, what, into a multiverse concept?
No, it would take me into different dimensions in this universe, or just different consciousnesses within this universe. And I try to be able to get to the idea of consciousness, which I think you are touching on. Are you?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Okay, just so we're clear about that, a lot of people don't know what God means except for their own definition or what definition they're told or what consciousness is. It becomes yet harder to understand. How do you define consciousness?
I think to me it'd be an awareness. I'm a conscious being because I'm aware of things going on, whether internally or externally. So I would say I have a consciousness. That's my manifestation of it. Obviously, we can define it more intricately, which is what you're here for.
Well, no, I don't define it more intricately. I start with your definition that you are aware of yourself, and you are aware that you are aware. That's key. You are aware that you are aware.
Okay, I'll go with that.
What do you think about that?
I can dig that, sure.
Okay. Well, that level of awareness of being aware that you're aware because you just said you were can lead us into an awareness of a greater mind that I am calling now the psychosphere, that it's like our Earth's mental atmosphere. It's like the regular atmosphere, but it's our mental atmosphere. Just as we breathe in oxygen and breathe out carbon dioxide, we absorb information and energy from the psychosphere, and we put out energy and information into the psychosphere. And our minds, whether we know it or not, are collectively involved in this psychosphere, which is what Jung was starting to talk about with the collective unconscious. But there's kind of a collective consciousness. How does that sound to you?
So far, so good. But that also leads me to think, does this planet have its own consciousness?
Yes, please do think that way. And how would you elaborate on that?
Well, I'll leave you. Of course, they name it Gaia.
Yes. And some people say, well, maybe we ought to put a male name on there, too, because it's both male and female, this planet of ours. But we can start with Gaia, that Gaia has consciousness, that there is Earth consciousness. Now, what is Earth consciousness? It's made up of the consciousnesses of Earth itself, whatever we mean by that, and the human awarenesses that you're talking about, but also animals and plants are conscious beings. That's my experience. Is that yours?
Certainly there have been manifestations of that, yes.
Could you give me an example so I can build on that?
You mean like the carrots making a noise when you cut them?
It's more than just like the cutting itself.
Well, tell us. You're the expert.
I'm not an expert. I am a guy that's mapped out a certain territory in this thing. And we are all intended to be experts. You have a talent. I have a talent. We are trying to be able to use our talents for the betterment of humanity. And we need to be able to share our information and be able to find a way that we can work together in what I call the collective human organism. So that, Gene, you have your way of helping, I have my way of helping, and that we find a way to help reduce the collective human organism's destruction of this habitat of ours.
Well, that's also the big problem we have here. So many people live in different universes in terms of just simple, basic communication about simple, basic facts. You have to spend half your time, and I do this in debating on the Paracast forums, explaining reasonable assumptions about things that we have to accept as factual, and then they come from different universes. Now, maybe I'm in the wrong universe, I don't know where they are, but that's also an issue. We've got Bernard and Jean and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Ian, now a post-tropical cyclone, was moving further inland Friday night after pummeling South Carolina with fierce winds and a destructive storm surge, less than 2 days after killing at least 45 people in Florida and leaving behind an apocalyptic path of destruction. The storm made its second landfall in the U.S. near Georgetown, South Carolina, Friday afternoon as a Category 1 hurricane. As Hurricane Ivan ravaged coastal towns in southwest Florida, residents in Northport, Florida, thought they might be safe. They might escape the wrath of the storm. They had no beach and lived outside areas under evacuation orders, but then the water started coming in. Since Ian's passage, water levels have gone up significantly, turning roads into canals, reaching mailboxes, flooding SUVs and trucks, and blocking the main access to an interstate highway and leaving families trapped in their waterlogged homes. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Hi, this is James Fox. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Bernard, you're talking about an idealized human consciousness in sync with Mother Earth, in sync with the universe, trying to do the best we can. But obviously, in the real world in which we live, assuming it's real and not a simulation, we have people running in totally different directions, not all of which are beneficial.
Yeah. I am very interested in how you, Gene, think about how you help people change their minds to acknowledge what you are fairly certain is more real, more true than what they think. How do you do that?
This show.
When you have those forums that you talk about, and people say, blah, 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 and you say, well, I'm not sure, maybe consider this. Is that what you do?
It is indeed, because we have obviously a lot of people from around the world participate. Forums are not as popular as they used to be. These days it's the social networks. It's Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and Twitter and all those places. So they don't really come and participate, although we see spurts of action. And then we talk about the things that interest us. So that's how I do it. Yeah, let's have Tim's comment.
Well, you know, that's just it. I tend not to try to convince anybody else about my own opinion on things, because I tend not to have opinions on things. I try to keep an open mind and not develop a belief system. So because of that, I try not to pass that on to other people. I tend to try to draw people more into conversations to find out how they think, and then hopefully they'll try to draw me in and find out how I think.
Yes. Find out how they think first, and rather than telling them how to think, is fundamental to the way I also think about. Let me go back to what we started with synchronicity and meaningful coincidences. I think, Gene, you mentioned you don't have experiences that you remember of meaningful coincidences. Did I hear that right?
I didn't necessarily say that. I've had situations where things happen that appear coincidental or things that seem to be in sync with things I expect or hope for. But again, that could be just random, and of course you remember the stuff that impacts you, and the 97,000 other things that you thought about don't happen, you don't want to remember them.
Well, that's what I was hoping to hear how you thought. And Tim, how about you about meaningful coincidence?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a subject that I've always been interested in for a lot of years and have always kind of kept my eye open for them, though mine tend to be rather mundane and generally, you know, it's like you said, it's because I'm looking for them, but I get a lot of where I'll be sitting and reading and say my wife is watching television, and at the exact same time I'm reading, say, a certain word, or at times a certain collection of words, the same words are then repeated on the television.
Yeah.
You know, I get that a lot. But then again, I've had some that have been profoundly life-altering.
Yeah. That's what, if you ask me, I would just say the same thing. Mm-hmm. And that's what my research shows. And to just mention the research, because you touched on it, I put together something called the Weird Coincidence Survey, which at first was an attempt to see, well, do these things really happen out there, and to how, and what are the frequencies? So we went through a standard statistical method of, like, culling ideas we'd read, our own experiences, and made a list and sent it out so we could do what you're supposed to do, which is make the survey valid and reliable, which we did according to the statisticians that we work with. And we found that one of the most common coincidences is I think of an idea and hear or see it on the radio, TV, or internet, as you just described. One of my favorites is like thinking about working on something and then seeing the weird word or weird idea in a book I'm reading. I get a kick out of those. They make me laugh, and it's just part of the way it works. And some of the other more common ones, I think of someone only to have that person unexpectedly contact me. You must have had that happen with each of yourselves. And I think of a question only to have it answered by an external source. I like that one because they can be very helpful. And these are common, meaningful coincidences. And sometimes there are these very big ones that you mentioned. But I'm trying to do something like perhaps you are doing, is increase people's awareness, that is the kind of awareness we're talking about, of the existence of meaningful coincidences. And they're not unlike the UFO idea, because meaningful coincidences are often connections between mental events and external events or objective events that other people can pay attention to and notice and say they happened. So this connection between mind and environment, mind and context, mind and objective reality, is something that tells us that our minds are not independent of our environment. But that, a lot of people don't like that idea. They want to think that they are independent, separate islands unto themselves, with that have some relationships, but that their minds are their own. And that's evidence is showing us in little ways and big ways that isn't the case. So I work out to expand from individual experiences, kind of the way you guys were talking about it, find out how you think, and then expand out into greater consciousness, greater awareness, which I'm talking about right now, as the psychosphere. And the psychosphere, I suggest to you, is a hologram or a fractal or a representation of our greater consciousness in which we are also emerged.
Let me hit you with a couple of things that happened to me. Number one, please. Fairly normal. I'm watching a TV show or a movie, and I can put words in the mouth of the next actor.
Nice,
and it
nice.
Comes close to matching what they say. Now, part of it is I once took a course in script writing and actually wrote with my son one movie script that obviously is not produced. Otherwise, I'd be, yeah, I'd be, you know, wallowing in cash now. But seriously, I can anticipate or say what they're going to say. Now, it may be because the dialogue is cliched. And it's obvious of all the things they will respond, this is what they'll say, especially a particular type of TV show, like a police procedural, like a Law and Order or FBI or something like that. You know what they're going to say.
Let me pause for a minute. That's an excellent analysis, because some people just say, oh, it's weird and it happened. It must be something else. That's an excellent analysis. Start with the reality base that might be contributing to the coincidence. Thank you.
Well, in this particular case, like I said, these shows, you know, how many basic plots are there for drama? 8 or something like that. And yeah. These are all variations on the theme. They keep these shows lasting for years and years. Law and Order SVU is 24 years old.
Wow.
And how do you keep a show alive and fresh and getting pretty decent ratings for 24 years? And, you know, sometimes what they do, of course, is change the seats. They have different actors leave, different actors take over, and that's another way. Or the lead player will get a promotion to a different position, and that also does it. Or they'll have her adopt a child, and that becomes part of the show plot. Or a couple of the people in the show will hook up together, you know, which gets to be a little ridiculous. There's a TV show called Chicago PD, where two of the couples are paired off. And you think, in the real world, in a police environment, would they actually involve or allow people who work together every day to be going together? That sounds kind of unlikely, but this is drama and this is TV. We got more to come with Bernard and Gene and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
This is me, the Merciless. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio, exactly according to my plan.
Now, from what I said so far, I don't think there's anything strange about it. But let me move on to the more weird thing. The weird thing is, this goes back to around 1970, 71. And in my early days of radio, I experienced what everybody experienced. You move from one station to another. They decide they want to hire their nephew, so you're fired. They decide they want to do something else or save money, so you're fired. I'm between jobs in a place called Charleston, South Carolina, and I'm getting unemployment. Now, obviously, that's not going to last forever. And my former wife was working, but of course it wasn't enough to keep us going. That and the unemployment, we kind of sort of survived. And then I'm looking for a job, not knowing that the program director of the station was double-crossing me for no reason that I can imagine, other than resenting the fact that the station's insurance goes up if someone claims unemployment, to give me a bad reference. That's it. Why give a bad reference? Get rid of the guy. Get him off unemployment. So instead, they give me a bad reference. I didn't learn this until I'm almost out of unemployment. So I change my resume, get this guy off it. The day I ran out of unemployment pay, the last day, I got a new job. The last day. Finished that, started a new job. Otherwise, I would be in a real pickle.
Yes. One of the conditions that increases meaningful coincidences, and one of the most common ones, is being in the right place at the right time. And you were, and that is when you're going through a major life stressor. And losing a job is a major life stressor. It increases emotion, increases need, and those three elements come together and make stuff like that happen.
So the force of my agony over being out of work and worrying about how I'm going to pay the bills and how I'm going to pay the rent created a situation where the problem was solved?
I would bet you a nickel you were also looking around.
I applied everywhere. And the thing is here is that until I learned that the program director was giving me a bad reference, I was naive to think, well, I'm just not lucky. After I realized that fact by having a friend call him for a reference, I began to suspect something's going on. But I realized what happened, and within a couple of weeks, I had that job on the day my unemployment ran out.
Gene, that's a common story. At the right time, at the right place. And you were looking around, but you really needed it right then. I've got a story of a guy that decided, yes, he would go to the wedding of his ex-girlfriend. He didn't want to go, but he thought he should, blah, blah, blah. So he conveniently missed the ceremony. He was out of a job. He didn't even try, like you, to find one, and wasn't able to. It was an academic kind of thing that he was looking for. And so he arrives late for the dinner. There's one seat left in the dinner area. He sits down and does the important thing of starts a conversation with somebody next to him. That guy's looking for somebody with just his talent and with just his ability, and they'd been looking around for quite a while, and he got a job. He got what he was looking for.
Has it happened to you, Tim?
Well, the closest that I could come situation like that was not too long after I was out of college. I was playing a game with friends, which involved asking questions, date-specific questions, that you then, you had like tile, little pieces of tile that had, say, like the days or days of the month, and then the months. You put them in a bag, you ask your question, and you pull out a month, and then you pull out a day. And my question is, or was, when am I going to get my first job out of college? And I pulled out August 10th. And on August 10th, I was called by a television station and hired on the spot. And this was like, several weeks after we had played that game.
You will see stories like this in my book called Meaningful Coincidences, How and Why Synchronicity and Serendipity Happen. And one of the most interesting ones involved Winston Churchill, very much like what you just described, Tim. It was like Winston was not a good student when he was in like high school or Arcana High School. He was not a good student. And they had to like read about all the different countries that they were studying in this class, and they were going to be asked to write about one of them in the final examination. And there were, I don't know, many different countries, maybe 40 or 50. And Winston put all the names of the different possible countries they had to write about in a hat, and you can guess the idea, stirred the hat up, and came out with New Zealand, and that's exactly what he had to write about. And that was a big help for him to become prime minister, because they might have flunked him out and never gotten the next step.
Wow, that's a good story.
it's not unlike yours. This thing works this way, and my job is to be able to get laughs like you just had. Thank you for that, because a laugh is a laugh of, yes, enjoyment and recognition. There's something here that we're all a part of. We're all part of something that. Meaningful coincidences, as I try to suggest for the Coincidence Project, of which I am the president and founder, the purpose of the Coincidence Project is to illuminate the invisible currents that connect and unite us. And coincidences like these show us how we are connected with each other and with our environment.
Well, I think as you pointed out, a lot of people think that they're individuals. They're alone in they're alone in the universe. We're trapped in our bodies, our minds. We can only communicate through physical processes. Yet I get the impression from what you're saying and from what I've read in the book that there's a possibility that we actually all share thoughts at a very deep level.
You betcha. And let me give you a few examples of that, because there's something called simultaneous independent discoveries, of which a paper was written in the 1920s about like 150 of them, where two different researchers in different parts of the world who hadn't connected with each other in any way that anybody could find, came up with the same idea around the same time. Some of my favorite ones include the story of March 12th, 1951, in which two different cartoonists presented two different cartoon comic book characters to England and also in the United States. And those two characters in each of those countries were each called Dennis the Menace. And each Dennis the Menace had a dog that was part of the troublemaking. Now, they weren't the same personality. The Dennis in England was a deliberate bad boy troublemaker, while the Dennis in the United States was just a guy who stumbled and bumbled with his dog, who also stumbled and bumbled into trouble. But they both had dogs who caused trouble, and they both had the same name. So people looked up to try to study whether the two cartoonists had contact with each other, and they didn't. They hadn't. We share a group mind. Another example that's hit more closely to home for me has to do with what happened with me and my father. In 1973, I was standing over a sink in San Francisco at 11 p.m., uncontrollably choking. I couldn't stop from choking. Something was in my throat. The next day, my brother called me and told me that our father had died at 2 a.m. in Wilmington, Delaware, which was the same time as I was choking at the sink in San Francisco. 3,000 miles away, a similar experience. So I try to figure out, does this happen? If it happened to me, I think it's probably happening to other people. And my research and research of other people has shown that feeling the pain of a loved one at a distance is a not uncommon experience. It happens.
You know what's going to happen is I'm going to respond with a couple of comments of my own that reflect that. With Bernard and Gene and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.